the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
What we're trying to do is create the electrical sounds of the universe using the newly attained music of inner space.
Again, fans of 60s at Garage Rock, Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelia, I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 357. And for this episode, we are going psychedelic again, actually more specifically, psychedelic micro dots of the 1960s. Those of you that are collectors of 60s garage and psych music will know that Psychedelic Micro Dots was a series of three compilations released by Sun Dazed Music. Volume 1, released 1989, called Orange, Sugar and Chocolate, Psychedelic Microdots of the 60s, Volume 1. Then in 1991, Texas Twisted, Psychedelic Microdots of the 60s, Volume 2. And 1992, Psychedelic Microdots 3, My Rainbow Life. So throughout this episode, we'll be taking tracks from all three of those compilations. Got some Global Garage included as well. So we got the show underway with a track off Volume 1, Orange, Sugar and Chocolate, by a band called We The People. They feature heavily on that compilation. Actually, about half of the tracks on that comp are from We The People. So they were out of Orlando, Florida, formed late 1965, active from 66 through to 70. None of their singles charted across the USA, but they did have a top 10 hit just in Orlando, Florida. Best remembered, I think, for the track Mirror of Your Mind, but we took one called By the Rule. We the People. Getting this episode of Retrospect underway. Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
Well, I said that Volume 1 of the Psychedelic Microdot series heavily features the band We The People, so let's have another track from them. These guys consisted of musicians drawn from different bands in the Orlando area, including a frat rock band called The Coachman, who had merged with Nation Rocking Shadows to form a band called The Trademarks. Members of that group then collaborated with members of The Offbeats, who had been known as The Nonchalants, to form We The People. Here's another one from We The People. This is called Half of Wednesday.
Steve was isolated by Stuhl and Hoffmann in the Sandoz Pharmaceutical Company of Basel, Switzerland. When in 1943, Hoffmann became temporarily psychotic through accidental ingestion of the drug, the door swung wide open for research into the nature of the schizophrenic process, and in a larger sense, into the biochemistry of psychosis.
Deep in me, and I know kind of sound. But there's a psychedelic siren wailing in the night. Psychedelic siren. It's clean, clean, true, true, right, 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 right. Wow.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Ha ha!
with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast, Psychedelic Microdots of the 60s, episode number 357. Set of three tracks there, all off volume one of the Psychedelic Microdots series, the one titled Orange, Sugar and Chocolate. We the People, top of the set with Half of Wednesday. Then a band called the Daybreakers. Picture and information up at facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Formed in Muscatine, Iowa. One of the most popular bands in the region. They'd recorded some songs for a planned single at Columbia Recording Studios and actually had a contract with Atlantic Records, who released their one and only 45. In December 1967, we took the A-side Psychedelic Siren from the Daybreakers. Then, thirdly in the set, a band called Nobody's Children, one of the more obscure bands. They're still active, though. You can find them on Facebook. Nobody's Children with Good Times. Those three tracks all off Orange, Sugar, and Chocolate.
See what I'm talking about? We know how to use profanity, but we don't know how to serve God.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. We're going to move on to volume two of the Psychedelic Micro Dot series, the one titled Texas Twisted. This one is notable for containing some tracks from the 13th Floor Elevators. A number of tracks recorded live in 1966 from a TV show called Something Else at WFFA TV Studio 3 in Dallas, Texas. So previously unissued, as I understand it, but this is 13th Floor Elevators with a very cool live version of a Retrospect favorite.
Yeah. tragic find, Mr. Spock.
As a Vulcan, I find the need for hard drugs to be totally illogical.
But as a half-human Spock, surely you can appreciate the suffering that hard drug abuse causes. We can only hope that other civilizations will not make the same mistake.
It's got a broken wing, not a sound. It can't sing, and it can't fly through the green, green skies. I can walk with you through green skies, you'll feel better. I can show you things I fear you'll never see. And then you can decide for yourself. To the green, green skies you see.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Collectors Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Don't forget about those back episodes available via all good podcasting providers. So we had a set of four tracks, all off Volume 2 of the Psychedelic Microdot series, the one titled Texas Twisted. The 13th floor elevator's top of the set, fantastic version of a wonderful song, You're Gonna Miss Me. Then we had the Changing Times. Bunch of bands had that name. Actually, there was a band out of New York that did the original of How Is the Air Up There. Another Changing Times out of Georgia. But we had the Changing Times out of Texas. Also appeared on a comp called Texas Flashbacks Volume 1. But off Texas Twisted, Psychedelic Microdots of the 60s Volume 2, The Changing Times with About Me and You. Followed by Southwest FOB, which stands for Freight On Board, from Dallas, Texas. Students at W.W. Samuel High School in Dallas had a minor hit in 1968 with a cover of Smell of Incense by West Coast pop art experimental band. But from Southwest FOB, we had a track called Green Skies. And finally, the fourth selection from Texas Twisted, band called The Minerals from Dallas-Fort Worth area. 1966 release My Flash on You, cover of the Love track. This band may have been known earlier as the Neurotic Sheep. There's some confusion online around whether the Minerals and the Neurotic Sheep were the same band or a different band altogether. But the Minerals, My Flash On, dig what you hear.
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more. We'll now take a break from the Psychedelic Microdot series to get into some global garage. A bunch of tracks, I believe none of this week's selection have been on Retrospect before. So getting it underway, a man born Jean or Jean Tenenbaum, French singer, songwriter and poet. Known as Jean Ferrat, this is called Intox.
Je me sens mal dans ma peau. Je peux faire la malilico. Dès que la spigrine ouvre son tiroir, j'ai mon héroïne avec tous les soirs. Je vois la chauve-souris rose. Je suis sûr d'avoir ma dose. Intox, intox. Opium, opium, télévisé. Si je n'ai pas de veine, j'ai du pif. Quand je change de chaîne, c'est du kiff. Je me fais les piqûres, forte économique. Avec leur figure de barbiturique. Je vois la chauve-souris rose. Je sens que j'ai déjà ma dose. Intox, intox, intoxiqué. Opium, opium. Virago fait des drames en tournant le dos à mon âme avec leur programme. Pas besoin de femme, c'est un CDR qui m'envoie en l'air. Je suis une chauve-souris rose, je sens que j'ai la super dose. Intox, intox. Opium, opium, télévisé. Mais j'arrive au bout de mon rouleau. Quand y a le président au micro, je suis plus dans la course. Sur mon canapé, je me le tape en douce comme du LSD. Je vois même la
vie en rose, j'ai dû dépasser la dose.
Intoxiqué. Je suis fou. Oh, mais je veux me déshabiller. Oui. Ah, je vais retirer ma chemise. Ah, oh, je suis fou. Ah, oh, je suis fou. Ah.
I frankly think that it's terrible.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. That is our global garage set for this episode 357 of Retrospect. Jean Ferrat out of France, top of the set with Intox. Then a track off the Pebbles Volume 1, Thailand Part 1, original artifacts from the psychedelic era. Track called Teenager. You know, I don't have the band name. But if you want to find out, I'll see what I can find out and get that listed up on our Facebook page with the podcast post. Thirdly in the set, a band called Bag on a label called Pseudonym out of the Netherlands. Described as one of the more excellent bands on the Amsterdam progressive mini label called Flame Records, they only existed for 3 months and produced just one single. We had the A-side called Trip Dream, the B-side called Nothing Will Remain. Bag out of the Netherlands. Finally in the set, picture of these guys up on our Facebook page, Les Five Gentlemen. These guys had an EP in 1966 called LSD 25. That's a track we've had here on Retrospect before. They're out of Marseille, France. The track we had, Cent Millions d'Années AV Jesus Christ. So what does that mean? 1,000 years after Jesus Christ, I think. Les Five Gentlemen.
There are many people today who know how to use God's name. When they take a hammer and they hit their hand, they know how to say God blankety blank blank.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, the third and final edition of the Psychedelic Microdots of the 60s compilation series was called My Rainbow Life, More Psychedelic. And here's three selections off that compilation. First up, from Robbinsdale, Minnesota, active from 65 to 69. They had a reasonable hit in the area with this song, their cover of Hey Joe. This is Still Roving.
She's been running around to the man. I'm gonna go downtown and buy me some good steel 44. And when he gets my woman, she couldn't be running around no more. Alright! Whoa, 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 I say! Yo, I've heard that you shot your woman, did. Oh, yes, I did. Yo, I heard that you shot your woman. Just like I said now. Oh, baby. Yes, did I do them just like I said. All right, all right. Whoa, I said, hey, Joe, tell me now where are you going? Well, I said, hey, Joe, tell me now where are you going to go? I guess I go back to little old Mexico now. Well, I guess I'll go back to where no man can be really free. Well, maybe no hangman, but no noose around my neck. Oh, baby, maybe no hangman, but no noose around my neck, honey child. Well, I said, hey, Joe, where you got that money in your hand now? Well, I said,
I'm going to give you this cup that contains lysergic acid 100 microgram. Will you drink it? Will you drink it? Will you drink it? Will you drink it? Will you drink it?
Adventure of joy. Told some baby and you think it's true. Maybe you've learned something, child, that you never knew. Don't run and hide, just in spite of me. Just in spite of me. So if the fish eating on your line, then you wouldn't keep on trying. Don't run away.
That's three tracks off Psychedelic Microdots of the 60s, Volume 3, My Rainbow Life. Minneapolis band Still Rovin', top of the set with their cover of the garage classic Hey Joe. Then another classic garage band, The Third Bardo. From time to time, we play that very cool track of theirs called I'm 5 Years Ahead of My Time. The track we had, possibly their second best known one, The Third Bardo, My Rainbow Life. The song gave its name to the title of that compilation. So they existed only briefly, just the one single, I'm 5 Years Ahead of My Time. Co-written by Rusty Evans, former folk singer and leader of the proto-punk band The Deep. So just one recording session for The Third Bardo, which yielded 6 tracks. And then finally, on a label called Jubilee Records, formed in Portsmouth, Ohio in 1966, The Bare Facts, with Bad Part of Town.
I said my piece. I don't think there's very much else I can do, but I'm hoping that in view of the fact I've had numerous letters and telephone messages from people emphatically endorsing my action, and I'm hoping that local opinion may ultimately put a stop to these unpleasant exhibitions.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelic.
I'm going to squeeze in one more track off Volume 3 of the Psychedelic Microdots of the 60s series, My Rainbow Life. The band is called Boogaloo, had a 13-hour-long recording session in 1969, all demos. They've subsequently been released via a number of places. Boogaloo, Let's Go Wrong, version 2 of this from this demo session.
Since it was a day, since this girl away. She had this thing to say. Not all the people cried. You want them back again because you found a friend. Love is only love no more, baby. Come on. Your chance to meet a fire. So eyes flowing higher. With her your heart can see. A chance for love to be. You wrong to hurt her so. Your life is close and I go. No place.
And that takes us to the end of Retrospect episode 357. Another reminder that back episodes are available. You can find them via pretty much all good podcasting apps or sites. Apple Podcasts is a great place to go because you can rate and review the show, and every review is gratefully received here in Hamilton, New Zealand. And if you love what we do, you can subscribe to us via Apple Podcasts as well. And thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the selection this week of Psychedelic Micro Dots. I'm going to leave you with another new discovery for me. Out of the Netherlands, a 1967 release, a full vinyl album called The Beast and I. The artist or band is known as Crazy Casey, although in this case it is somebody that is accompanied by the band Golden Earrings, who became Golden Earring. Very Hammond organ-driven instrumental to wrap the show. This is Crazy Casey with a track called Murphy, and I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. We'll be right back. like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.